Ruth Riley Hutter was inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame 3 years ago after a remarkable playing career. The 6'5" center led Notre Dame to an NCAA title and then won two championships in the WNBA at Detroit. She also helped Team USA to a gold medal at the Summer Olympics in Athens, Greece. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is Greg Stewart. Our show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect quickly, safely, and securely. Riley Hutter most recently has been the television analyst for the NBA's Miami Heat, and it is an honor to have her back on Sports and Commentary this week as we talk about her life in the game. And today let's talk about your life in the game and out of the game, and that's your relationship with Jesus Christ. I'd like to have you take just a few minutes here, Ruth, and share the story of discovering that personal walk with Christ and understanding what it means to your daily life to live for Him and in Him. Who was instrumental in modeling Christ in your life?
Well, starting with my mom, I was raised in a church, and so I can't remember a time where I didn't know God, and so really grateful that my mom gave me that foundation of faith. And, you know, like most young people, I mean, that just is a very simplistic version of God. So when I got to college, I started to pair that with kind of the theology and philosophy classes that kind of challenged it from a more intellectual standpoint of wrestling with, okay, what does this really mean? And then going into the pros, it was more, now I'm on my own and I have to make significant decisions that define who I am, and fortunate to have a chaplain for our team in the WNBA who has been a mentor for me for 20 plus years and really been, you know, that strong spiritual coach who helped me understand how to have a quiet time. What does that mean? How to write out my testimony and to be able to see that, you know, how God has woven into my story so many ways of whether it is, you know, basketball and the success I've had, the obstacles and challenges that I face, and how to really be able to articulate what God has blessed me with. And then honestly, the most important has come later in life, and that's my husband, somebody that I prayed for 20 plus years, and we actually were at Notre Dame together. We got reconnected. We didn't really know each other in college, but, you know, to feel like God had designed me for somebody and specific, and, you know, to meet him and to have him to exceed every expectation that I had of a husband and what marriage could be, and to understand that that was a long road until we were able to finally come together, but he has been the greatest blessing of my life.
Good. Yeah, it's Benjamin Hutter. He played football at Notre Dame. You guys married 2-3 years ago or so. All right. You know, looking at your resume, Ruth, you would think that life has been a breeze for you. Succeeded just at every level of basketball, both on the court and off the court. But have there been some, you talked about challenges, have there been some serious challenges and disappointments and discouraging times where you went back to your faith and you found hope and help and comfort and reassurance?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, life in general, but especially in sports, that it's a roller coaster of success and failure constantly. I mean, throughout the game, from second to second, from game to game, season to season, you know, whether it's, you know, challenges of your personal performance, throw in injuries, throw in team dynamics, throw in difficult coaches. I mean, I did play for Bill Laimbeer, so there's a unique challenge in itself of you know, the years in Detroit. And I say that jokingly because I learned so much from him. But I think my faith kept me grounded. And I think if you can always circle back to truth of who God is, truth of who he created you to be, truth that He never fails. He's always there for you. And so even when it feels, the emotions of the moment don't feel like it, I think you can keep your eyes on something that is so much more steadier, so much more firm, and allow you to really just lock into to my faith, honestly, in those challenging moments. And there have been many. And so I think that, you know, I've really been blessed, obviously, with tremendous success. But I think that my faith is really what has allowed me to take what could be significant roller coaster and really just have a firm understanding of my value and worth. Because a lot of the world, especially the female athletes, you hear, you know, other people try to define who you are, and that's either by your performance on the court or by what you do. And so I think just circling back and staying rooted in my faith has been tremendously helpful. Mm.
Ruth Riley Hunter, the Women's Buckets Hall of Famer, 41 years of age. I sure appreciate reconnecting with you. It's been a while. Wonderful to hear your story again and to catch up, Ruth. Thank you for taking all this time this week. God bless.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you, too.